What's upset you now?
The first thing that bothers me, and this must have been said 100 times, but bad phone reception. Right. Like, there's a road that I drive down every day, and I'm always on the phone in my car. There's a whole road that hasn't got any reception.
I know, what is that? Like weird black
how
spots.
How do people live there? They don't use phones.
Imagine meeting someone from that lives there. How do you live here?
They're landlines or something. And why? And how come we can put like a robot on Mars and operate it? They can operate a robot on Mars. That's like 200. That's like 2 million miles away.
It's not 2 million miles away.
It is about 2 million. I think so.
I mean, it's far. It's far, isn't it? It's far.
I mean, it is about 2 million miles. They can operate it. They can take pictures from a robot and send the pictures back.
And then if you live in that one stretch of road, you can't receive the pictures.
I can't get Wi-Fi a mile from my house.
They can get a robot to send a picture back to planet Earth, and I can't send a dick pic back to Rome.
And my dick pic's still buffering for 3 minutes.
Yeah, that is weird, though. There's a few near me where there's a stretch of the A34 where your bars stay the same, but the signal goes.
It's just like these bubbles. Like, what is they made of lead or something, these houses, or like the roads?
Weirdly, I have that on my road. There's no phone signal or 4G on my
fucking Sean,
road.
No, Sean, no one's phoning you. That's what it is. Sean just sat there for days getting no phone calls going, fucking reception around this shit. It's like, no. This thing hasn't rung for
Must
weeks.
Must be the bloody reception.
What's the matter? This house made of lead? You walking up and down your front room in your dressing gown going, they can put a robot on Mars.
I guess I'll have to enjoy my birthday alone.
Again.
The thing is, phones don't work. They don't work. Like, no one could think of a time where they've just had a fluid phone conversation without it breaking up. It's mental.
Well, your thing is always, oh, can I phone you on WhatsApp? And it just feels like such a hassle when someone says that. I mean, it's not really any more hassle than just taking a phone call. But you're like, oh, do you have to?
I know, I'm with you. It's ridiculous. I'm with you. It's ridiculous. Oh, hang on, I'll try you on your phone. Hang on, I'll try you on WhatsApp. Wait, I'll try you back on your phone. It's just mental.
I hate it when, like, you're on the phone to someone and they got bad reception and it's their house, the bad reception, but they're going, is that better? Is that better? Is that better? Is that... No. They're not even moving, I bet. They're just going, is that better? Is that better? It's better just to not have the phone call, isn't it? It's just both, everyone's stressed out.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Totally. And the person whose phone signal it obviously is trying to keep the phone conversation going because they can hear you.
Yeah.
But I can't hear you.
I know. Yeah, I know. I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Yeah. Oh, for God's sake.
And also,
I just hang up.
They try and blame...
I just hang up. I'm like...
just cut the... Turn your phone off. But they try and blame you. Like, it's a personal thing you're attacking them on.
Well, I've got four bars.
Yeah, no, it's not me. It's not me. Like, I'm not attacking you, mate.
Is that better? No, I still can't hear you, mate. And it always cuts out at the, like, vital part of the conversation.
Yeah, like the word you need.
You're not going to believe who it was. It was Oni.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, for sake. Then you're like, God, I'm going to have to call them back. I need to know who that was.
Just text me that name and then take my number out your phone.
Oh, my God.
When you're driving back late at night, and there's a lane closed on the motorway for no reason.
Oh, like, man.
Why have they closed that lane? Because there's cones in it.
Like, I know, and no one working.
And why are they trying to fix a road that's flat and hard? Like, what can go wrong with that? There's no light.
I know. And then the roads that you do drive down, when there's like fucking trees hanging out, it's not quite wide enough for one car.
There's fucking potholes all over the place. Dead bodies in the road.
Don't worry about the M6. The M6 is working
fine. It's just flat and hard and perfect. Get out of my way.
It's absolutely right. Yeah, you never. Some of the roads you get taken on when you're driving around late at night when there is a lane closure, you're like, this isn't a road.
I know, and it's 60 mile an hour. Who's going 60 mile an hour on a country lane? And you see some farmer just getting the ump behind you, so like in some rain just flies past. They're used to it, aren't they? And I'm like driving at like 30.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Those weird ones where they've got like two chalk cliffs either side and then like a 100-foot sheer drop to the left. You're like, what the hell?
Who said, oh, we're 60 mile an hour, be all right on that one?
He's so signed this up. And yet I drive down the M3, it's 50 miles an hour all the way home because there's some cones
on
the road.
You could do 160 on that road and it'd be all right. Like,
I mean, the theory I've heard on those kind of like road closures is like, to continue to get the funding that they get, they have to be seen to be doing X amount of work a year. So they, like, put up almost, like, fake roadworks.
Have a big Christmas party or something, like, or do something. They don't have to obstruct traffic with the money, though, do they? Buy some new cranes or whatever they use.
Have you ever driven across, I think it's called the Snake Pass in Yorkshire? And, I mean, it is literally, like, this road that is elevated 70 feet above the ground, and you just drive across, and you're like, this is not safe.
It's like playing Mario Kart, innit, on that road with the no walls.
Mental.
What was that road? Ghost Valley, was it? Or like Rainbow Road.
It'd be quite good to get the soundtrack to that in your car just for those roads. Just whack it on. I get scared sometimes when you're driving down like a really sort of dark country road. And then you have to stop for a piss. There's not been a service station for a while. I get back in the car and then start, like, tricking my mind into the fact that someone's got in the back.
Know.
Have you ever had that?
I hate that. What? I do it all the time.
I just start driving along.
Hang on. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'll be, like, driving back sort of, like, somewhere late at night and I'll sort of get out for in a lay-by for a piss and then I get back in and start thinking that someone's got in the back of the car.
Yeah, yeah. And their head's just going to come up in the mirror.
Yeah. Hello.
And I'll just have to kill us both because I'm so scared.
Yeah, exactly. Just drive into the central reservation.
Do you have, like, do you have a plan if someone breaks into your house? Do you have, like, a baseball bat under the bed?
I don't. I just got bare hands to ring the police with. To put over my face when I cry.
Do you not have anything like pepper spray or so? I was thinking of getting
pepper
a brick.
Spray. What am I?
Pepper spray.
What am I, a copper?
What?
You not got a taser or sort of some sort of contingency plan?
You can get a taser. What's wrong with you?
But I'd end up playing with a taser and fucking tasering myself. I wonder what this actually feels like. Is this a real one?
I know exactly where you'd do it as well.
Run,
please come around. Hello, exactly.
Just super horny one night.
Hello, 999, what's your emergency? Someone has tasered me in the genital.
Someone tasered my arsehole. Pornhub still playing when they come round.
Yeah, because you can't reach the remote control. You just lie on
shaking.
They broke into my house. They've tasered my arsehole. They've stuck an apple in my mouth. And they've put Pornhub on the laptop.
And they got a roll of tissues and placed it next to my bed.
I really hope you catch them, officer, because this has just got to stop. I hope this doesn't happen to someone
this
else.
This happens every week, Julian. They're only targeting you.
It is innately funny, isn't it, when you see those videos of someone getting tasered and they just hit the deck. No. Just boom. They just go stick. And just, timber!
This sounds a bit rude, right? And I'm not being rude, but it's just become, like, quite frustrating, that's all. And he's a lovely person, but there's this guy who goes to my gym.
I love it already.
No, but he's French, okay?
All right. Enough said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have said he's French. I could have used any country and just done the same.
No, fuck them.
But he can't really understand. He speaks to me every time I go to the gym. Like downstairs, say if I'm working down in the restaurant bit, like I could be there all day. But he'll come over and talk to me. But he doesn't understand. There's a language barrier, right? So he doesn't understand what I'm saying. I don't understand what he's saying. He'll insist on talking to me for like ages. And everything I have to repeat and say clearer. And then on the third time, he's still not understanding it. So he just like laughs at everything I say. But it's just, and he's such a, I feel bad now. Like, I don't know, I've not had any breakfast.
No, but hang on, what's it? Not had any breakfast? What the fuck are you talking about?
I've not had any breakfast and it's made me hate the
It's made me really racist. I've got to have my toast or I'm a nightmare. I've got to have a march.
Sorry about that.
I've got to have more coffee.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you, Pierre. He's just making his toast.
He's a lovely guy and he's... But yeah, it's just like... He comes over and I'm trying to like work and stuff. And he'll just smile and he'll... Like, but he won't understand anything I'm saying.
But what... So hang on. What are you saying?
I'm saying, hi, you had a good workout upstairs. And he's like...
trying to make it sound like the sentences you learned when you were learning French at school. My name is Julian. I am now going
where
to
the
swimming
castle?
Pool.
And where is the swimming pool? But I end up, like, speaking really slow, but he still doesn't
like
understand.
Like what? No. So I'll come over to you...
Hi man, how are you? How are you doing? All right? Like, I'm a friendly guy, right? And I think that's my problem. Like, I've got no boundaries.
That is not your problem. So I love that.
That's like when you go to a job interview. If anything, what are your weaknesses? If anything, I'm just too much of a perfectionist.
Yeah, I work too hard sometimes. And
I think my problem is I'm just too much of a great guy.
So go on. So how
I feel bad. He's such a lovely guy, and he does.
Shut up. Just tell me the truth. Why is he talking to you? It doesn't make any sense.
Because he's kind of, I knew him at, like, we just met a couple of times outside of the gym.
What do you mean you met? What?
Like,
the
bumped
fuck
into.
Do you
like,
mean?
I've been going there for years.
To the gym. Julian, I go to the gym as well. I recognise people in the gym. I even see them outside of the gym. I give them a nod.
Yeah, but I've been going, I'm a friendly guy.
In Julian's defence, I don't think you could ever say, Sean, my problem is I'm just too much of a friendly guy. So I think. You have a list of varied problems. That is not one of them.
I quickly put my earphones in as he's coming over sometimes. But he's still like... I was like, oh, I've got a lot of work. I'm doing this course thing, aren't I? This, like, Open University thing. And I was on the last... Like, I got an extension on this essay that I had to do. And I was on the...
Already? Have you not been doing that course for about 2 weeks?
A few weeks, yeah, but I'm so behind.
He's been on the course 3 weeks. He's already 6 months behind.
Exactly. So I got an extension on it. So I'm in the last hour before I had to submit it. I've never written an essay in my whole life. And he's coming out. I'm trying to do this essay. Yeah, he's like, and just carries on talking to me. But I can't. I can tell he doesn't know what I'm saying. He just, like, laughs. Yeah.
Julian, you'll be able to relate to this. I was doing a push-up. Now, I look ridiculous when I'm exercising, but I went to gym, I was doing a push-up, and someone tapped me whilst I was doing it.
And said what? You're doing it
like,
wrong.
Oh, do you mind if we go? Do you mind if we like
do you mind
use
if you
this?
Put your clothes on, please. This is a public area. What did they say to you?
They tapped me and asked, like, as in, like, oh, we're just going to be using this a piece of equipment next
what?
To you.
Ah.
So they tapped me, and but it was so embarrassing because I screamed.
What? But you wouldn't shit yourself if you thought someone had got in the back of your car.
But no one.
But someone taps you on the back while you're doing the press up, and you scream.
Right. The difference is, dickhead, is someone has tapped me on the shoulder.
He doesn't like that.
They haven't got the back of the car. They haven't got the back of the car, have they? He has tapped me.
Were you feeling, you must have been feeling quite like vulnerable and you're doing
a
push-up.
Yeah, I was doing a fucking push-up.
Everyone's looking at me, your head's busy.
It was so embarrassing. Everyone turned round. And he went, whoa.
He should have waited until you finished. It's not like you're going to be doing them for an hour.
Exactly. I could do about six. And then he just tapped me and I went, ah!